big story continues to be 3 days now since President Trump announced that federal takeover of the D.C. Police Department and called up National Guard troops and other federal agents to fight crime, which he described as being out of control in the city. The takeover is in effect for 30 days, but the president yesterday said he would be asking Congress for what he called a long-term extension. When the president announced his plans, he also stated that other cities are on notice, like Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, and Baltimore, calling them, in his words, very bad cities. In particular with Baltimore, President Trump said it was so far gone when it comes to crime, you don't mention it anymore.
Well, one of the vocal opponents of President Trump's takeover is Democrat and Maryland Governor Wes Moore. And Governor Moore joins us live now on WTOP. Good to have you, Governor Moore. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's great to be with you. Thank you so much.
So what was your first reaction when you learned that this takeover was going to happen? And did you take any immediate steps to try to stop something like this from happening in any city in Maryland?
Well, you know, one thing is very clear is that, you know, my background is on politics. You know, my background is I'm a soldier. And I take the fact that I'm the commander-in-chief of the Maryland National Guard very seriously. When I think about what it takes and what is required, when I ask our men and women, our citizen soldiers, to be able to give up their time and to sacrifice themselves on behalf of others, it is something that I consider a solemn responsibility. And I was very clear, and I will continue to be very clear, that I will not authorize the usage of the Maryland National Guard for something that I believe is either that is not mission critical or that is not mission aligned. That the Maryland National Guard, they do remarkable work when it comes to responding to tragedies, disasters, emergencies within the state of Maryland. And you know, when I think about my role as commander-in-chief, it's important. And as someone who's worn the uniform in combat, that it's important for me to be able to understand that the bar for being able to utilize that is very high.
Governor, D.C. appears to no longer be a sanctuary city after the police chief earlier today just said local police will work with ICE now moving forward. It is a specific way they're going to work with them, but they're still going to work with them. You're a political leader. Could this move be about Mayor Muriel Bowser trying to give in to President Trump to get him to back off?
Well, I can't speak for the mayor of D.C., but I know that we have a broken immigration system in this country. And we've had a broken immigration system in this country for a very long time. And, you know, the things we have to do to be able to address that broken immigration system is we have to be able to secure the border. We have to be able to focus on getting violent criminals off of our streets. And we have to come up with a humane way for there to be pathways to citizenship. And this is something that is very personal to me. I was raised by an immigrant single mother. I come from an immigrant family. So this is something that we think about deeply. And we know that in order for us to have a fixed immigration system in this country and fix the broken immigration system in this country, it's something that we need Congress to act in. And it's something that we need Congress to take seriously.
Now, President Trump has said Baltimore is too far gone to be fixed when it comes to crime. But we have other people who have said how bad Baltimore's crime rate has been. We've had some of the biggest tourist spots in the city getting reports of carjackings and assaults and other crimes. Now, you and Baltimore's mayor have been saying crime is down in the city. But I guess the question is, isn't this all about perception?
What I know is that when I was first sworn in as the governor of Maryland, that Baltimore was averaging about a homicide a day. That Baltimore had gone 8 straight years of 300 plus homicides. And I made a commitment to the people of this state that I refuse to be a governor who's just offering eulogies and giving thoughts and prayers while we continue to allow bloodshed that was flowing through our neighborhoods. And so we made historic investments in local law enforcement, where I invested over $50 million in the Baltimore City Police Department alone. So we made historic investments in technologies and predictive analytics and saying if someone commits a violent crime with a firearm, I want them in handcuffs in 24 hours. And then we made historic investments in our partnerships with community violence interrupters and also with the mayor and our county executives and our state's attorney, making Maryland one of the only states that actually invests in the U.S. attorney out of balance sheet. And we have now seen where Baltimore is averaging almost a homicide a day to now the last time the homicide rate was this low in Baltimore City. I was not born yet. And the state of Maryland has had amongst the fastest drops in violent crime anywhere in America over the past 2.5 years. And so if the president wants to have a serious conversation about how to reduce violent crime in people's communities, I would love to have that conversation with him, because there's no priority that is higher for me than making sure our communities are safe. And we were able to achieve those kind of results without having to call in the National Guard.
Governor, we want to get your reaction to something I'm going to play for you right here. President Trump was just asked if the National Guard ICE agents are trained to handle police duties. So hang on and listen to this for me, and we'll ask you what your reaction is on the other side.
I heard this character from, where was he from? They talk about him as a candidate. He's got no chance. The governor of Maryland, I watched him this morning saying that the governor of Maryland, they say maybe he'll be a president. He's not presidential timber at all. But I heard him today talking about how the National Guard or the military is not trained in police, but they're trained in common sense, and they're trained in not allowing people to burn down buildings and bomb buildings and shoot people.
Your thoughts on what he just said?
I don't listen to criticism from chicken hawks, people who talk tough and try to utilize people in uniform, but have never had the courage to wear the uniform themselves. So, again, he can blow it off as much as he wants. But the thing that I know is that our National Guard, I know what they're trained on. I know what it requires when you're asking someone to put their life on risk, and to put their families, asking about their families. And so the President of the United States can say what he wants to say. But what I know is that if it's not mission aligned or mission critical, I will not authorize the Maryland National Guard.
Governor Moore, thanks for your time this afternoon. We appreciate it.
Great. Thanks so much, guys.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore on WTOP.